And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. And one of the same place answered and said, But who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb, Is Saul also among the prophets? As saith the proverb of the ancients, Wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. Then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them. And this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? And I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places whither I shall drive them. Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, Thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. And I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, every one that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, As is the mother, so is her daughter. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, Woe to him that increaseth that which is not his. How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay. And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.